This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in and stay a while. The gang's all here. Todd, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly, the BRGs, Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Got a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Braves at the Phillies coming up later today. Broncos at the Chiefs tonight. And the Chiefs are only, in quotation marks, 10.5-point favorites with the game. Not sure about Travis Kelce. I think game time decision. Taylor Swift, I think, is probable for the game. I'm not sure if Travis Kelce is questionable. I'm not going to report this. I'm just going to say sources close to me are expecting Taylor Swift at tonight's game. She's their good luck charm, the Kansas City Swifties. All right, so Broncos at the Chiefs coming up tonight. We'll talk to our good buddy Joey Votto of the Reds. He'll stop by. Bijan Robinson, Falcons rookie running back, he will join us as well. All right, some of the headlines. The Phillies roll the Braves. Bryce Harper homers twice, so the Phillies up 2-1 in that series. The Astros close out the Twins. Diamondbacks sweep the Dodgers. You know, you start to look at the win totals. This October, by regular season wins, you had the Braves, 104 wins. They're a loss away from being eliminated. Baltimore had 101 wins, swept in the ALDS. Los Angeles Dodgers, 100 wins, swept in the NLDS. Tampa Bay, 99 wins, swept in the wild card. Milwaukee, 92 wins, swept in the wild card. Houston and Texas, both with 90 wins. They have advanced to face one another. Philly is one win away. They had 90 wins as well. And then you have the artist known as the Arizona Diamondbacks. 84 wins, and here they are in the NLCS. You know, you squeak by, you play playoff baseball. These other teams that had a lot of wins and had a little bit of a cushion, and you saw, and some teams are built for a short series, 5 or 7 games, and other teams are built for the long haul. I always go back to the Seattle Mariners when they had Ichiro. They won, 116 games, and they were unbelievable. But they weren't built for a short series. When you have two really good pitchers, that's when you're dangerous. Now, the Dodgers didn't have good pitching, starting pitching. They relied on their bullpen. Their bats let them down. So you combine that with a team that, you know, nobody gave them a chance. In fact, Here is their manager. Is it Tori Lovello? You have the sound from him, Marvin? Okay, here we go.
I'm just trying to slow down the moment to enjoy it, interpret it, and just let it register a little bit, because I don't think anybody gave us a chance to be here. I don't think anybody gave us a chance to win the games that we've won against the teams that we had to play, and that's what I'm most proud of.
They should be. They did a great job getting them ready for the Dodgers. Here's Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager.
The last 2 years, we've got outplayed in the postseason, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it was a 7-game series. You know, we lost the first 3 games. And so for me, I've got to do a better job of, you know, figuring out a way to get our guys prepared for the postseason.
Yes, you do. The Dodgers have won 100 or more regular season games 5 times in the last 7 years and have failed to win the World Series in any of those seasons. The franchise has won at least 100 regular season games 10 times in the World Series era and failed to win the World Series in all 10 of those seasons.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
I know there's a comparison with the Braves, the Dodgers, and keep in mind, Atlanta never bailed on Bobby Cox. They kept him as their manager. Now, maybe they should have made a change. They were 1-14 in winning a World Series back then. And then you have these runs here where you have nothing to show for it. And people want answers. And then they want to point fingers. But I would start with, did you have enough pitching? And you had a pitcher who was in there last night who gave up 44 home runs during the regular season in Lance Lynn, and then gave up 4 home runs in an inning. So there's a lot of questions, and I think if you're waiting to see the offseason, can you win the offseason and get Shohei Ohtani? Okay, that can smooth some things over, but you got to be ready for a short series. Maybe it doesn't make sense. It's not fair. 162 games, we put up 100 wins, and then it's a best of 5. Okay, it's a best of 5. You get 3 of the 5 games at home, you couldn't even get back home. As much as we want to say, well, Baltimore, it's not fair to them. Well, yeah, it is. You know, the Diamondbacks, they lost their last 4 games of the regular season. I mean, they barely squeaked in. And Tori Lovello is right. Nobody gave him a chance because there was no reason really to give him a chance except for a slight chance, right? But they ended up winning. Sometimes teams get in and there's no pressure. Dodgers have a lot of pressure every year. Yankees, a lot of pressure every year. That comes with the territory. That comes with tradition. That comes with these paychecks here. And you saw that with the Dodgers, didn't have enough pitching. And the Diamondbacks set the tone when they roughed up Clayton Kershaw. They didn't care who was on the mound. And frankly, it didn't matter as far as the starting pitching. But the bullpen had been really good. There was only so much you could do. They got no hitting. But you have baseball coming up later on tonight, and I love the atmosphere at Philadelphia. It's fun. And although we kind of make it seem like Philadelphia is a small market. It's Philadelphia. You're thinking that they're the little engine that could. Like, wow, those underdogs, they're incredible. It's Philadelphia, you know? But Bryce Harper last night, Bryce Harper was awesome. A couple of home runs, staring down some of the Braves. I love that as well. It was good stuff. Here's Bryce Harper on, here's the question and his answer.
Was there any motivation?
I mean, anytime anybody says something, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Did you enjoy staring them down?
Yeah, I mean, I stared right at them.
So he's staring down the shortstop, center fielder. Apparently they had some things to say in the locker room, but they didn't know the things they were saying about Bryce Harper were on the record. And Bryce Harper was told about it prior to the start of the game. And so he had a little vendetta there. Yes, Marvin.
Did you see the Deion shirt? So I'm guessing now it's personal?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a Deion shirt after the game under his flannel. By the way, sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available at 6 Eastern, And you'll get to find out when we're releasing our next batch of moonshine, pumpkin spiced maple. It's good stuff. Sign up, go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. Good to go. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll come up with a poll question here. Phone calls are always welcome. And this first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. If you like using debit over credit, it's time you get rewarded. At least Discover Cashback Debit. That's what it's all about. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Seton, what do you have for me?
I'm going to try something new today.
Ooh, well, that could mean a lot of things.
It sure does.
You're going to be professional.
It sure does. Well, no more than I have been.
Well prepared.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying.
Okay.
I haven't been tried to be well prepared necessarily.
We give 110% 70% of the time.
Yes.
Yes, we
Which
do.
Which is plenty.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Todd.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely Hall of Fame worthy.
Okay, Seton.
So Todd has submitted a bunch of poll questions. I'm going to read them, and I'm going to let Todd explain. I'll let him do his commentary.
Wait, there needs to be interpretation of this?
No, but you know how, like, you always have, like, oh, okay, Todd, I see what you're saying. You hate this. Like, his poll questions are actually commentary.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and read them.
Okay.
Like, this one's pretty innocuous. Should the MLB divisional series be a best of seven, yes or no? Which is interesting because Todd hates yes and no poll questions.
Mm.
But should the divisional series in baseball be a best of seven game?
Why aren't they? Didn't they used to be a best of seven?
I thought they were.
Yeah. When did they become go back to best of five? And why? I'd be curious about that.
Is it because they like 3-5-7?
I don't know. I mean, it does give... You almost have to remind your audience that it's a best of five or a best of three. Because all of a sudden, strategy plays an even larger role in a shorter series. Yes, Marv?
Divisional round's always been best of five.
Really?
Yeah, I remember maybe 95, the Mariners beat the Yankees. Yankees won their first two. Mariners came back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we just added a round with the wild card.
Correct.
And it like backed it up.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, what if Major League Baseball took advantage of this? I don't know if there's a push towards, oh, this is not fair. Add, make it seven, garner the extra revenue, and give the fans what they, air quote, want.
What's not fair about it?
I didn't say it's not fair.
Yeah, no, but I thought you just said that.
No.
People said it's not fair.
I bet you when fan bases that maybe in their minds got screwed over because they're short series, these are some pretty heavy hitter fan bases. Maybe Major League Baseball could twist that into a moneymaker.
Well, they can, but are we going to change the rules because the Dodgers aren't in there and Atlanta might not be in there? These teams got swept, got knocked out. Are we you know, doing what the NBA did with the Pelicans and Zion Williamson? The top 12 teams get in, and they still didn't get in. Are we manipulating this? Certain teams aren't built for a short series, and certain teams are built for the entire year. Yes, Seton.
I don't understand the fairness part of it, because if you're giving a team that's won, say, 84 games the chance to play against a team that won 110 games or whatever, how could you possibly be even more? How do we stack that even more to give you even more of a chance? And then it's a best of five series. You don't even have to win just this one game. All you have to do is win the next three.
And you can have your best pitcher twice in a series.
How much more fair can you possibly make it for teams that didn't win games?
Plus, the Diamondbacks didn't get any rest. When you think about it, they lost their last four games. If the Cubs, you know, don't throw up on their shoes, then they're going to get into the playoffs. Diamondbacks got in playing bad baseball the last, you know, four games. They get in. There's no rest. Dodgers have had rest. You know, so's Atlanta. And this happens, you know. Five games, seven games. I saw John Smoltz saying, well, if the Orioles, you know, if they played this series 10 times, it'd be different. I'd be like, but they don't get to play it 10 times. It's only this series. But look, five games. I like the drama. I like more drama. I like the excitement there, gamesmanship. I'm okay with a best of five. But sometimes we look at the end result and we're like, wait, that's not fair. Well, was it fair before the series started? Did anybody say, you know what? I don't have any problem with five games in the Dodgers series. It's the Dodgers lose, and now we have a problem with it. Get your team ready to play. Yes, Tom.
And Dave Roberts was very honest in the bite we played early. He said, hey, we lost the first three in a row, meaning well, does it, how much might it matter, best of five or best of seven? They'd still have to win the next four in a row based on the way they played the first three games.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
All right. So Thursday night football, and now I have the point spread at 11 now, according to DraftKings. It was 10.5. Now it's up to 11. I would have thought this would have been a 13-pointer, but Kansas City is going to keep the Broncos in this game, right? It feels like. Feels like that. But Kansas City never lets you win those games. They keep you in the games, but you don't win those games. Over-under is 47. I also have over-unders for Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson passing numbers. Over-under for Patrick Mahomes according to DraftKings. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
282.5.
Paulie.
307.
Todd.
256.
Seton.
256.5.
Ooh. 269.5.
Ooh, that was a nice job by Seton.
We were right on it,
yeah,
buddy.
You were. How about Russell Wilson Jr. the third? Who, by the way, has some good numbers. It's lost in all the mess that's going on there, but it's not solely based on Russ, the reason why they're not playing well. Yes.
You said Rust?
Russ.
Oh.
Rustle Wilson.
Dang. That's not fair.
Rustle Wilson Jr. the third. Okay. Over under passing yards tonight against the Chiefs. Todd?
237.5.
Paulie?
260.
Seton?
225.
Marvin?
246.
219.5.
Dang it.
He's going to do it with his legs, not his arm tonight. They do have over-under for Travis Kelce at 66.5 receiving yards. And the largest lead of the game, you can bet on this. You guys want to take a guess what DraftKings says? Over-under largest lead of the game. I'm assuming they're talking by the Chiefs. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
13.5.
Paulie?
17.
Seton?
10.5.
Todd?
15.5.
17.5.
That's insulting.
17.5.
About right, unfortunately.
Something weird's going to happen tonight. Yes, Todd.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen because I watch these games. The Denver will tease you. It'll look like they may be making
okay,
a little bit of a comeback.
Hold on. Let me take a break here. I want to get ready for this. Something weird is going to happen tonight. Todd is going to tell me what I think is going to happen tonight.
I will.
And then we'll see if it happens. By the way, pie to the face today?
Maybe. Well, in my nice Nolan Ryan jersey? That's the day. I thought it was supposed to be yesterday.
Well, why didn't you do it yesterday?
Because is it my place to remind everybody to get a pie to the face?
Well, if you did that, then I wouldn't get a pie on your Nolan Ryan jersey.
I know. Yesterday I was wearing like a pair of ratty sweatpants and a t-shirt. I thought yesterday was the day.
Todd, you could have picked the day. Now
the day was picked.
Now
I had to call and say my birthday's October 11th. And it was
but
like,
you thought you were going to get by without getting the pie.
I knew it was going to be reminded at some point.
Then you should have taken it yesterday.
I thought about saying, hey, I'm supposed to get a pie in the face today, but I'm like, why should that be incumbent upon me?
Because then you would have the outfit on that you wanted to get the pie.
That is true, which was my outfit yesterday. It was a pie-worthy outfit yesterday. I screwed that up, I guess.
Pi equals?
3.14.
Okay.
Or 22 sevenths, if you want to.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. All right, when we come back, Todd will tell you what will happen tonight that will be defined as weird on the football game. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. The original rolls, the slider buns, the salty pretzel slider buns. Mm-hmm. King's Hawaiian. Perfect for any football get-together. But how about a slider sundae? King's Hawaiian. Shareable, customizable, delicious. And you know what? They're the perfect mealtime ritual to enjoy football Sundays. Family, friends, fun, football, and King's Hawaiian. How about the bacon cheeseburger sliders? You get recipe inspiration. KingsHawaiian.com. So you got the burger, bacon, caramelized onions, topped with American cheese, all in the OG, King's Hawaiian sweet roll. Delicious as it is easy. Football Sunday is all about sharing great food with friends and family. King's Hawaiian is going to help you with your slider sundae, the only way to sundae. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. So kingshawaiian.com for recipe inspiration and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you it's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Innovation on a magnificent scale. Vehicle all electric, feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. We started in October on 100.9 FM, the MIT in Midland, Michigan. You know the GM, Brad Tunney.
The Tun Man.
Yeah. Ton of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're owned by the Great Lake Loons baseball team. We have some jerseys that they sent us too.
The Loons.
The Loons.
The Loons.
Yeah.
So, I like that, the Mitt.
Yeah, they're a Dodger affiliate. Ouch. So they were an ESPN affiliate for 15 years, flipped over, and the only local sports talk show in the region. And thank you guys for picking up this program. Hope you know what you're in store for.
The station's at the ballpark.
Yes.
That's great.
That's a good gig.
Great Lake Loons.
I know.
That's a good place to go to work every day. You show up to the ballpark, undo the gates.
Yeah,
it's a great place to show up to work. Yeah,
it was like when we did spring training and we'd be in Arizona and you'd go to the ballpark and it was sun's coming up, players are coming out, and then you know hear the bat and the ball and the glove and you're just like, this is good. This takes you back. You can't have a bad day when you go to the ballpark, certainly in spring training. Yes, yeah,
it was watching, you know, like say pitchers and catchers there and they're doing their long toss or whatever, and it's a gorgeous day and it's, I don't know, 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, whatever,
yeah.
9. And you're like, it was the very definition. You could see it right in front of you of living the dream. exactly what those dudes were doing. They didn't have a game that day. They didn't whatever, but they were just showing up to work, and it was to throw the ball around. They were literally living the dream.
Yeah. And you're thinking, just having a long toss, just having a catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Oh, no, this is what I do for work.
I think lifestyle-wise, baseball player is the best. I golf is close, but baseball, you get to travel to a new town with your bros. You're sitting back there eating sunflower seeds.
Mm.
You rake a little bit. A
lot of downtime.
But the good downtime. It's like being a fireman. A
lot of games. 162.
Hang out in the clubhouse playing video games, drinking beer late night.
Got to enjoy the game if you're going to do that.
Yeah. Yes, you have to enjoy watching baseball.
Got to enjoy, yeah.
Yeah, because I enjoyed playing. I don't know if I enjoyed watching as much as I enjoyed playing. So you'd be sitting there going, oh, my God. You know, we're down 7, fourth inning. I'm going to be here forever. Yes, Marvin.
I think seasons-wise, the NBA might have it the best because you have the summers off. Like, oh, man, we didn't make the playoffs. April? And you come back September? You promise? I'm in.
Unless you're the Joker and you have those damn playoffs that get in the way. And, you know, I had a terrible, I like that he said he won the title and had a terrible summer because I played 2 months more basketball. Wow. Yes, Marv.
I just love the Joker looks at the NBA. Oh, I got to go back overseas.
Yeah. I wonder how long, if he cuts short his NBA career, just because he doesn't want to be here playing in the United States as much as he wants to be at home with his horses, sitting by a swimming pool. Feels like you could do those things here, but he truly loves going back home. Almost to the point where you're like, man, I wonder if he's in it for the long haul here. Yeah, Marv.
Parade? No.
I know. When he found out there was going to be a parade, he's like, No, you have to do it.
When is parade?
Yeah. When is parade? Yeah, Paulie.
The Joker's making $51 million this year, $52 next year, $55 million the year after, and $59 million the year after that. 27-28, he has a player option for $63 million. I think he's sticking.
You got to factor in taxes. As Phil Mickelson once said, well, yeah, I make $48 million. You got to factor in taxes. Like, okay, that's a stupid comment. But, yeah, we'll factor in taxes. All right, Todd, you have a prediction for tonight. And it's going to be wild, according to you. A weird, weird thing will happen.
On paper, it appears that the Chiefs should blow out the Broncos, which wouldn't be surprised. But what I believe, and what I've watched too many of these games, is Denver's going to make it interesting. It looks like they're going to get blown out. Then they creep back like they've done in the past several weeks. And it's somewhat close, and they're still kind of in it. And then Mahomes does one of those no-look passes that he did against them like on a Monday night a couple years ago, or does one of those little jump-ups.
What's the weird thing that's going to happen?
I think it's going to be weird that the Broncos are probably going to lose on a weird kind of play where he jumps up over the offensive line or does some kind of wild no-look play.
Yeah, but he does that every week.
I don't know if he does that every week. The jumping over the line touchdown pass thing?
Well, he does a lot of no-look passes every week.
Well,
so is the weird thing that Denver stays close? Is that the weird thing?
That's part of it. That they're gonna keep it interesting enough to make me watch and stay up late, only for them to lose in wildly dramatic or embarrassing fashion yet again, and go to a 16-game losing streak against the Chiefs.
Okay,
and it'll probably be on some kind of wacky play with Mahomes releasing the ball in a wild way.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know. If
so
that's
is the crazy thing then that Todd thinks that the Broncos are going to be close in the game?
I that's what I'm trying to get out of him. They're going to cover, is what you're saying.
I think they can keep it to 6 to 8 points.
Okay.
After they're down by as many as 19 at one point.
That's not as wild as I thought it was going to be. Thought it was going to be something like, you know what? I think the Broncos are going to win.
I can't say that.
Okay. All right. So you decide when you want a pie. You want it today or you want it tomorrow. Dress accordingly, okay?
We could do it later today. I may want to put something over this shirt. That would be my only request.
No, I think I would suggest that. That's a Nolan Ryan jersey. Because you are a diehard Astros fan.
I'm all about the Astros.
Yes, you are. All right. Let's see. We got the poll question, Seton.
One of them that Todd has here is Bryce Harper, question mark. Love him, hate him, mildly attracted to his game.
Just Bryce Harper, question mark.
But why would you hate Bryce Harper?
I think he rubs some people probably the wrong way with the attitude and the hair doing it. I don't think everybody loves Bryce Harper. and not living up to at least during his Nationals years. And maybe he's starting to feel himself a little too much. And not everyone is a big Bryce Harper fan.
I love watching him play. He's one of those guys, you want him on your team. And if he's not on your team, then you don't like him. But that's the ultimate compliment. People hated Pete Rose, who weren't Reds fans, but they would love to have had Pete Rose on their team. So you have those certain guys, like Draymond Green. If you're a Golden State fan, you love having Draymond. If you're not a Golden State fan, you hate Draymond Green.
Wait, sometimes they do hate Draymond in Golden State also.
when he has a technical or, cost them a game in the NBA Finals, like those moments.
Yeah, or a championship, yeah.
Yeah, okay. A couple other things. So we have Thursday night football. What should Kirk Cousins say about trade rumors? Now, he was asked about it, but what should he say? That's what I want, because he has a no trade right now. And the question is, if you're Kirk Cousins, do you want to stay in Minnesota? Do you want to win? Does somebody want you for just this season? Would you trade for Kirk Cousins unless you had a longer-term deal in place? Would you bring him in for a year and then maybe franchise him? Or if you're Kirk Cousins, do you just say, no, I don't want to be traded? This is the question to Kirk Cousins, but I want you guys to tell me what you think he should say. All right? So don't do the question yet that Kirk Cousins was asked. Todd, what do you think he said, and is it what he should say? Todd?
Do we need to know the question then?
Well, no, it's about being traded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I would like to finish my career with the Vikings, but at the same token, I don't want to continue playing where I'm not wanted. So if they're looking to, if they don't believe in me anymore and they're looking to ship me out, I would waive my no-trade clause and be welcome to that, those opportunities.
Okay. Seton O'Connor, what do you think he said or should have said?
I'm focused on the Bears. Guys, I don't listen to any of that nonsense. I only focus on the things that I can control. Right now, I'm focused on the Bears.
All right. Go Belichick in a little bit there. I'm on to the Bears. Marvin.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to cheat.
Paulie.
Why not this time?
I think Kirk. Yeah.
Why stop today?
Why change? I would, if I'm Kirk, here's what I think he will and should do. Hey, guys, I big smile, laugh it off like it's no big deal. Go, yeah, I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I don't watch TV or MySpace. And I just, focus on the next game.
Don't know if it's MySpace.
That's the joke.
I know, Paul. Here's the question to Kirk Cousins.
Kirk, is there any scenario where you would waive your no-trade clause before the trade deadline?
I'm just very focused on the Bears and going 1-0 this week, and anything else is just not worth my time or energy or attention.
Okay. Yeah.
Going 1-0 this week. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm just focused on going 1-0 this week, guys.
Yeah. That's all.
I love that.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. He's got a no-trade. I don't know who his agent is, but he's done a great job with Kirk D. Cousins. With, been franchised a couple of times, got the first, player to get all of his money guaranteed. And here he is. He's always, it feels like he's an upgrade, but is he going to be somebody who's going to win you a big game? They have talent, or at least they had talent. I didn't expect anywhere near what they were a year ago. But Kirk Cousins, who could he help? And is he worth bringing in? I know everybody's going to say the Jets. If I'm the Jets, I want Zach Wilson there. I want to figure out Zach Wilson. I don't want to have Kirk Cousins come in. I still have Zach Wilson, and I still haven't figured out if he's going to be able to play. And it feels like it's going a little bit better. I would not trade for Kirk D. Cousins. Who else would be interested in Kirk Cousins? And that's the key. If you said, like, the Atlanta Falcons, man, I'd bring him in. He's an upgrade over Desmond Ridder. Okay. Does he want to go? I think his wife may have ties to Georgia, but is that enough to say, I'm going to leave Minnesota? I don't think anything happens. Davante Adams, I don't know if anything happens. But I do think that those are two players that people will be curious about. at the trade deadline, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Gus in L.A., sad face, Gus, sad face.
You know, good morning, Ms. Patrick, for starters. Last year, I called in. It was my worst of the year. It wasn't the worst of the weekend because we had lost to the Padres on a Saturday. And I was like, there's no lower point than being a Dodger fan than today. And, you know, lo and behold, God was like, here, hold my beer. Wait until next year. And, I wake up today. And this is the absolute worst being a Dodger fan. I swear to God, it's like, you know, the Padres, it felt like something magical was happening. Yep. Lo and behold, it was for the Diamondbacks, not for us. And to think this past Saturday, I said no to a date with a very beautiful woman. And I was like, no, let's go out another day. Let's go out another day. You know, it's the Dodgers. It's Clayton Kershaw on the mound. Nothing can go wrong, right? And this is horrible. This was terrible. I don't know if I'm, going to be able to be excited come April and be like, oh, boy, here we go again. This is terrible. It's horrible.
Keep your head up.
I feel like Shea right now, and I don't like it. Whoa. You boys have a great day.
Thank you, Gus. Yeah, you don't want to feel like Shea if you can avoid it. By the way, the gambling podcast later today, Shea and Irving, Bad Larry and Dylan, the graphics guy.
Runners in scoring position.
Lucas in Texas. Hi, Lucas. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to call and celebrate. I'm a little bit happier than Gus, I guess. Going into this ALCS, I got to admit, I'm going to call them out early. There are going to be a lot of Cowboy fans that are throwing on some Rangers gear, looking at you, Shea and Irving. So check out his wardrobe at the podcast today. But I want to prove to everyone that Mr. Todd Fritz is a lifelong diehard Astros fan. You guys let me play this a couple years ago, so I want to play a couple rounds of Astro Now or Astro Not. Is this person currently on the Astros roster or not? Can I get a couple rounds with him?
How about I put you on hold, Lucas? Let me do play of the day, and then we'll come back, and you can test Todd's knowledge of the Houston Astros.
This is definitely holding the audience.
It will. Yes. Everybody wants to hear this. Because Todd is stuck in the 80s with the Astros.
I could get every one of those wrong, for sure.
You could. You did, I think, the last time. I think we should phrase this, Astro or Astronaut?
N-A-U-T.
Yeah, N-A-U-T. An astronaut or an astro.
Yeah, let's put Skippy on the spot. How many astronauts do you know?
Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next. Keeper's heart. Who would have thought? Why didn't anybody think? Well, Brian Nation, I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Keeper's Heart, new unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskeys. And the person who did it is one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. And he made Keeper's Heart. He rocked the whiskey world when he left Ireland. Ireland's most famous whiskey company. Imagine that. That'd be like me leaving ESPN to start out on my own with the Danettes. Keeper's Heart, made here in the United States, just like I am. And Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, just like I do. In fact, I have a lot in common with Keeper's Heart. Keeper's Heart has been winning award. Well, we don't win awards on this show, but Keeper's Heart did. World's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. You got to try it if you're a whiskey fan. Enjoy $10 off your purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
One ball, one strike. Breaking ball, hit in the air, center field. Going back is Harris. Back toward the wall. It is gone! He did it again! This time to center field. That's courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network. Bryce Harper's second home run of the game. And right now, you got the Phillies putting the Braves on the brink of elimination. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe Home Security. This fall, as you settle back into a busier routine, your home may be sitting vulnerable. Simply Safe 24/7 live guard protection helps stop crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Okay, let's bring back Lucas in Texas. Prior to the break, he said he was going to test Fritzy's Astro knowledge, since he's a big Astros fan from the 80s. And Lucas, thanks for holding. All right, we're ready to play.
Okay, the game is simple. Astro now or Astro not? Is this person currently a member of the Houston Astros roster?
Okay.
So I'll give Fritzy a warm-up. Okay, how about Jose Cruz?
That would be Astro not. That would be an 80s Astro.
Absolutely. He nailed that one. Okay. Robbie Grossman.
I'm going to say that is a current Astro. I'm assuming you're not making up names.
I'm not making up names. He's actually on the Rangers roster. He was with the Astros about a decade ago. So that was the wrong decade. I'm sorry, Todd. Okay. All right. Let's do Aroldis Chapman.
That would be Astronaut.
Good job. 2 out of 3. We've got one more. All right. Let's do this one. How about Justin Verlander.
He is back with the Houston Astros. I saw him celebrating with the team in the locker room there.
He's bleeping back, baby.
Let's go.
We're ready to have him.
All right. Thank you, Lucas. That was pretty easy. I mean, you got one wrong, but that was the one that was the toughest one.
I was prepared to get many wrong on that.
That's because for Todd, once you're an Astro, you're always an Astro. Yeah. He's loyal like that.
Something like that.
Vern Rule.
Jimmy in Arizona. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jim.
It's an old time, and I actually could go out at my house. It's time to show some love for Fritzy, so I want to turn his worst nightmare into something of support. I want every deli owner across the country that serves tuna on an onion bagel to hereby change the name to a Fritzy, just so I can walk into the store and say, hey, Flo, make me a Fritzy with make mine a Fritzy melt.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
I love that.
I'm sure you
That's
do.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
That's very thoughtful of Jimmy.
Yeah. Looks like it's always been best of five in the championship series. First introduced in the strike year of 1981. And let's see. Came back in 1995, there was a strike there in 94. So it's always been a best of five. We're curious. For some reason, maybe I'm thrown off by the wild card round, but best of five and then best of seven. Josh in Philly. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hi, DP.
Hey, bud.
6'4", 310. I was just wondering what you're thinking of the Phillies after last night, if they're actually legit World Series contender.
Oh, of course. Great atmosphere. I mean, you might, send them on their way. Absolutely. But let's not portray them as this little team, little city. You know, they're going up against the big ones, the big teams here. I mean, they spend. It's Philadelphia. We're making it seem like this is the Florida Marlins years ago. Don in L.A. Hi, Don.
Hey, but Dan, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Well, as somebody who attended their first Dodger game in the Coliseum, who saw Koufax and Drysdale doubleheader and was there for the Gibson home run, I'd like to cleanse my Dodger palate with a couple of Krappensburg State suggestions.
Okay.
So I think the cheerleading squad needs a name, and I think that might be the Fighting Mud Hens.
Okay.
And they definitely need a fight song, which would be Judas Priest, Heavy Duty.
Thank you, John. By the way, our music theme tomorrow is going to be walk-up songs?
No, it could be hype songs. Like, the Rangers thought it was a great idea to play Higher by Creed to hype their fans up in the same vein as Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
For the Red Sox. And so all five of us, a couple of you guys have already sent it in.
Mm.
And, let's give the people what they want.
Okay.
Or at least what you want since you own the team.
But how many hype songs can you think of with teams? And is Sweet Caroline a hype-up song?
It's a
song. A seventh-inning stretch sing-along.
Or we can, whatever you're saying.
Yeah, but Higher by Creed, they're saying this is their hype song, fight song. Sweet Caroline is not the Red Sox fight song. It's just, hey, if you want to sing along, put down your beer and here we go.
But you know what? I think a good sing-along song is just as good as a hype song.
Kind of like, what's wrong? Like a good sing-along is like a vibe song, Which is like, this is awesome.
But
we're
that's
all
not
in
a
it.
Hype song.
No, it's definitely not a hype song.
Sweet Caroline is not. Did I say Sweep Caroline? Whoops. Sweet Caroline. What, Todd?
I think a good way to think of it, at least for me, and that's the song that I sent along to Marvin, is the song you'd go out to take the court with or run onto the field with, like when it's just starting or when you need a big rally and it's desperate times, as opposed to a sing-along song, something that just gets the team and everybody all crazed and riled up leading up to the first pitch or the opening tip. That's me.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
I always thought the Bulls, though, when they were being introduced, that was great. And then you had Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 1 and 2, as part of their hype surrounding there at Chicago Stadium. But I'm trying to think. I know that we went back yesterday, We Are Family, with the Pirates, and that was a big deal. But I don't know how many songs are played where you go, Camp Randall with Jump Around with Wisconsin football. But this is great. All of a sudden, who's coming out? Number 23.
from North Carolina.
If I was playing against the Bulls and I heard this music, I'd be like, oh, man, it's going to be a long night. And it usually was a long night. They got the place dark, and all of a sudden, spotlight. And a guard from North Carolina. Yeah, Paulie.
Every once in a while, there'd be an injury, and he'd be like, Brad Sellers.
Yeah.
It's Dickie Simpkins. And you're like, what? Where's Horace Grant? Pete Myers. Where's PJ Armstrong? I remember watching those games like, who the hell's that? They're trying to sell the name.
We're Purdue.
No, this was good. I never tired of this when I covered the Bulls. You know, I covered the Bulls during the NBA.
I heard about that.
All right, hour two coming up. What will the Dodgers do with Dave Roberts, if anything? .. Joey Votto, the Reds first baseman, will join us. And the Falcons running back Bijan Robinson will join us as well. More phone calls. 1 hour in on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Hour two, right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.